Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to the weekly Iman Boosters by Ikna Sisters. Today, we are covering the topic of the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam. My dear sisters, every year we listen to lectures and attend gatherings regarding the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam. But what do we have to show for it? Does it impact our character? We know that the stories mentioned in the Quran are not merely for storytelling purposes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam in the Quran for us to learn from and act upon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Hajj, and strive for Allah with the striving due to Him. Now that's a pretty impossible task, right? How can we strive for Allah with the striving due to Him? No matter what we do, we can never reach the level of perfection that's due to Him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us further in the verse, He has chosen you and has not placed upon you in the religion any difficulty. So in essence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, don't worry, I got you. I've chosen you and made it easy on you. And He gives us the example of who? Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, it is the religion of your father Abraham. So don't worry about the impossibility of the task. Just follow the path of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so many examples of Ibrahim alayhi salam, so that we can learn from his experiences. And how do we learn from his experiences? How do we navigate the life and strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as due to Him? By cultivating His qualities of Ibrahim alayhi salam, within our characters. There are many qualities of Ibrahim alayhi salam highlighted in the Quran. Let's go over a few and contemplate ways of instilling them in ourselves, in our character. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran about Ibrahim alayhi salam that he was not of the polytheists. Now, what does it mean to be not of the mushrikeen, the polytheists? It means having complete reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having all our hopes, all our expectations attached solely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All our needs are fulfilled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If He is with us, the whole world can be against us, and it would not matter. If He is not pleased with us, the pleasure of the whole world couldn't atone for it. Now, what does it look like in our lives? There should be a sort of aloofness and independence in our demeanor. Why? Because when we internalize that we are slaves of the one and only, we remove the shackles of any other. We are truly free and independent of others. We are grateful for what comes our way, and we are grateful for what misses us. We should not get anxious over every little thing. Keep the bigger picture in mind and know that Allah has a plan, and He is the best of the planners. And when we have that deep rooted faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts, it necessarily involves leaning towards the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about Ibrahim alayhi salam that he was Siddiq, a man of the truth. He was Hanif, one who is true in faith, inclining towards the truth. Now, what does that mean to be Siddiq and Hanif? It means not only being on the truth, but putting in the work to establish the truth, to eliminate ignorance. Hanif acts upon his sidq. A person of truth doesn't just stop there. She spends her life opposing the false customs and traditions. She spends her life working to eliminate the darkness around her. She undergoes hardships, travels in the path of Allah, studies, teaches, and does whatever is in her control to do all that she's able to do for the sake of Allah. to establish the truth. And what do? Let's not even look too far. We just had the issue of Palestine on the forefront. Now, the issue is always there, and it is still unresolved, but every so often the oppression gets so extreme that it makes international news. And we just saw that cycle repeat with the Sheikh Jarrah occupation. Did we go through hardship trying to help our oppressed brothers and sisters? We have non-Muslims arranging rallies and protests, and many Muslims didn't bother to even show up. We should never stop ourselves from aligning with the truth, no matter how unpopular that stance may be. So he is Siddiq. He is Hanif. What else does Quran tell us about him? He is Awwahun Haleem. These are two qualities that are very, very important for us. If we don't have these two, my dear sisters, all our other works can go sideways real fast. Now, what do they mean? Awwahun is compassion to the point of grief, extreme compassion. So much so that you grieve for the person you're feeling the compassion for. So Ibrahim alayhi salam was compassionate towards others. He knew the truth, inclined towards it, and he wanted others to become aware of it as well. So much so that he grieved for them. But that can become a slippery slope real fast. How many times have we seen parents try to force their kids into submission because they felt the need for their kids to see the truth? And when that didn't happen, they decided to force it upon them. So with the extreme compassion, we also need hilm, patience, and self-restraint. We recently went through a lot of political upheaval with the two dominant political parties, the Democrats and Republicans. So many people lost friends and families stopped talking to each other over their choice of the candidate. We weren't able to practice the self-restraint needed to protect our family and our friends' circles. It was either agree with me or I'm unfriending you. When we're aware of the truth, when we're inclined towards the truth, it should instill in us humility and the desire to help people. There is no room for arrogance. And this is hard work. We'll have to continually turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for strength and support. And Quran tells us about Ibrahim alayhi salam that he was munib, frequently turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we don't accommodate our heart with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will start collecting love of this dunya. It will become harder to avoid sins. So we have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember him often as we protect ourselves from falsehood by cultivating qualities of Siddiq and Hanif. As we take others along with qualities of Awwahun Haleem, we also need to cultivate the qualities of Munib and frequently turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we do that, when we plant the seed of Iman in our hearts, which is entirely from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we nurture it by fertilizing it with all these qualities, our heart becomes Qalbi Saleem. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about Ibrahim alayhi salam, that he had a sound heart. It is safe and sound. A sound heart is the one that utilizes the qualities given to it for good. The immense potential that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed it with is not misused, nor is it wasted. This heart is free of disease, disease of disbelief, hypocrisy, jealousy, hatred, and pride. It is a sincere heart filled with good thoughts regarding others. How can this quality manifest in our lives? Give others benefit of the doubt. Help others to the best of your ability. Do not judge their shortcomings. Realize that we all have shortcomings and we need others to help and support us as well. A sound heart leads to having sound judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that Ibrahim alayhi salam was blessed with having a sound judgment because he protected his heart, right? He put in the work. He practiced patience, perseverance, and gratitude. He frequently turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't fear standing alone. We know from the Quran that Ibrahim alayhi salam is called an ummah in himself, a community in himself. And this is such a huge lesson for us, my dear sisters. We know our faith is quite communal. There's so many things that require we work together as a community, but we cannot blame the lack of community on our shortcomings. If there's ever a time where we're standing alone, we still need to stand on the side of the truth. We cannot fear loneliness or fear being ostracized. We are on the path of our father Abraham. He faced expulsion and persecution like no other. He was always working towards fulfilling his obligations. And that is what the Quran tells us. He had the focus and vision needed to fulfill his obligations. And he fulfilled them. Subhanallah. How many of us can say that about us? Forget about fulfilling obligations towards Allah. We fall short so frequently in relation to our families and friends. We shortchange our kids sometimes, our spouses, our sisters, our co-workers, our bosses. We have so much to learn from Ibrahim alayhi salam, my dear sisters. And as subhanahu wa ta'ala help us in recognizing our responsibilities and in fulfilling them. Ameen. May he allow us to take up the cause of Ibrahim alayhi salam and work so wholeheartedly towards it that we are able to lead others on it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about Ibrahim alayhi salam that he was a leader for the people. And we know he didn't have very many followers, right? So it wasn't the quantity of his followers. It was the leadership qualities that he had cultivated within himself, that even without people, he was a leader. How can we manage that? Stop waiting for others to take up the causes and make efforts that you find worthwhile. Get up and do it yourself. Stop looking for the light of others. Be the light for yourself and for others. And you know, sometimes it happens that when you have a source of light, moths and bugs come crowding around it. Turning the light off due to the inconvenience of the bugs would put ourselves into darkness, right? And that would be silly. So don't dim your light. Follow the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam and cultivate his qualities within yourself. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran about those who do not, that they are fools. So we have to put in the work. We can't just skate on by, calling ourselves the followers of the faith of Ibrahim. We saw many of the qualities that he exhibited, alayhi salam. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that he will be among the righteous in the hereafter, we know what we have to do to join that crowd. May Allah accept our efforts. Ameen. Jazakallah khair, my dear sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.